Welcome back to The Daily Poem, a podcast from Goldberry Studios. I'm Sean Johnson, and today is Friday, March 29th, 2024. Today's poem is by Andrew Marvell, and it's called A Dialogue Between the Resolved Soul and Created Pleasure. Today is, incidentally, Good Friday in the Western calendar, and this seemed like a fitting poem for the day. It is the culmination of the Lenten season. In some Christian traditions, the readings for Lent come partly from the book of Genesis. And on the first Sunday in Lent, the expulsion of Adam and Eve from the garden, the earthly paradise, are read. And then there is seen in the 40-day period that Lent lasts, a connection between the temptation of Adam and Eve in the garden, to which they succumbed, and the longer 40-day temptation that Jesus endured in the wilderness, in which he was victorious. And then those who observe Lent as a penitential season are vicariously enduring that temptation and experiencing that victory along with him. This poem is a dialogue that captures the everyday nature of temptation. It poses it in a kind of lofty way as both the soul and pleasure itself, carnal pleasures, the pleasures of the world, are personified. Which is a lofty sort of thing to do. But I find, and I'm struck often by just how down to earth and believable, how familiar compromising and accommodating the tempting voice of pleasure is in this poem. I thought it would be a fitting meditation for a day like today. Andrew Marvell, sometimes hard to pin down in his allegiances, both political and religious. He lived through the 1600s in England, and yet is hard to know where his allegiances lay. Some suspect him of being a royalist, but it's hard to say for certain. Some believe he was a Puritan. Others that he was converted by Jesuits. So Marvell is a curious character in his own right. But this poem in particular, I think, comes across as quite earnest. Here is a dialogue between the resolved soul and created pleasure. Courage, my soul, now learn to wield the weight of thine immortal shield. Close on thy head thy helmet bright. Balance thy sword against the fight. See where an army, strong as fair, with silken banners spreads the air. Now, if thou be'st that divine thing, in this day's combat let it shine, and show that nature wants an art to conquer one resolved heart. Pleasure says, welcome, the creation's guest, Lord of earth and heaven's air. Lay aside that warlike crest, and of nature's banquet share. Where the souls of fruits and flowers stand prepared to heighten yours. Soul answers, I sup above and cannot stay to bait so long upon the way. Pleasure, on these downy pillows lie, whose soft plumes will thither fly. On these roses strewed so plain, lest one leaf thy side should strain. Soul, my gentler rest is on a thought, conscious of doing what I ought. Pleasure. If thou be'st with perfumes pleased, such as oft the gods appeased, thou in fragrant clouds shalt show, like another god below. Soul. A soul that knows not to presume is heaven's and its own perfume. Pleasure. Everything does seem to vie which should first attract thine eye, but since none deserves that grace, in this crystal view thy face? Soul. When the creator's skill is prized, the rest is all but earth disguised. Pleasure. Hark, how music then prepares for thy stay these charming airs, which the posting winds recall and suspend the river's fall. Soul. Had I but any time to lose on this, I would at all dispose. Cease, tempter. None can chain a mind whom this sweet cordage cannot bind. A chorus intervenes. Earth cannot show so brave a sight as when a single soul does fence the batteries of alluring sense, and heaven views it with delight. Then persevere, for still new charges sound, and if thou overcomest, thou shalt be crowned. Pleasure. All this fair and soft and sweet, which scatteringly doth shine, shall within one beauty meet, and she be only thine. Soul. If things of sight such heavens be, what heavens are those we cannot see? Pleasure. Wheresoever thy foot shall go, the minted gold shall lie, till thou purchase all below and want new worlds to buy. Soul. Were it not a price, who'd value gold? And what's worth not that can be sold? Pleasure. Wilt thou all the glory have that war or peace command? Half the world shall be thy slave, the other half thy friend. Soul. What friends if to myself untrue? What slaves unless I captive you? Pleasure. Thou shalt know each hidden cause and see the future time. Try what depth the center draws and then to heaven climb. Soul. None thither mounts by the degree of knowledge, but humility. Chorus. Triumph, triumph, victorious soul. The world has not one pleasure more. The rest does lie beyond the pole, and is thine everlasting store. This has been the Daily Poem. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week with another poem for you. To listen to past episodes, to share this or those episodes with your friends, or to support the show in other ways, please visit dailypoempod.substack.com. On behalf of our whole team here at Goldberry Studios, I'm Sean Johnson. Until next time, happy reading.